Welcome to another episode of Swimming with the Fish. I am Crutch, and I am once again joined by my partners in crime, the Chief. How are you, Chief?
I am so excited because today we're going to talk about prostitutes and lawyers.
No. Agoon, would you like to kind of clarify? The Chief seems to have missed one entirely important word there.
You have. Then the word would be not.
Not.
No today. Lawyers, right. No prostitutes. Even though I did actually finally see a picture of stormy weather.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
And?
Not my type of gal, just saying. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, it's way too much construction work there.
I think, like Cher, there's a lot of non-original parts.
Cher the robot, or?
There's a robot named Cher?
No, Cher, just like my truck, has lots of replacement parts.
Hey, that's right. Hey, Goon. How is your vehicle? I don't know. Have we actually gone on the long, laborious tale of the woes of Goon's truck? Did we cover that last week?
No, I don't think give
us a quick Reader's Digest condensed version.
Okay.
Before, and then you can, you know, belabor the point now.
So the Beast... my 2004 Ford Expedition. Thank you very much, Ford Motor Company.
He says now.
Well, it isn't their fault, and I can't really complain about the amount of wear and tear I've gotten from the original parts.
So you've beaten this vehicle like a redheaded orphan?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. And it has always come through. It's a terrific vehicle. Unfortunately, it has 277,000 miles on it, which is enough to go to the moon and be on your way back.
You're well on your way back. You're about, yeah, like, you know, 20,000 miles back. That's not bad.
The transmission wore out.
Wore out?
Well, you can't really say it broke with 277,000 miles, can you?
It just one day just said, nah, not so much anymore?
It was starting to get bad. Like, it wasn't shifting right, and when you would coast around a corner and hit the gas, nothing would happen when you'd step on the gas and you'd poop your pants.
You found yourself in neutral.
It was not good. I'm telling you, 5,000-pound vehicle. You're trying to go around the corner, and people behind you are really helpful, beeping the horns and.
Well, because the sound waves will actually move your vehicle ahead.
Whatever it takes, because it weighs 5,000 pounds. I ain't pushing it. And two Sundays ago, I put the car in gear to take it to a rehearsal, and I stepped on the gas and.
Nothing.
Wow.
I then decided, because I am a guy, I will coast all the way down my street, because if I get it rolling, surely that will make it work.
Surely it will find a gear to be in.
Right, and I was on the way to Jacob the Israeli anyway.
Ah, yes, our good friend Jacob the Israeli.
Right, he had the new transmission on order, because we knew it was bad and getting worse.
You mean and, you planned ahead?
Yeah. And when I got to the bottom of the street, the car stopped.
Like completely?
Yeah.
That's wouldn't not good.
Nope. It had reverse, though. So I backed all the way up the street, called Jacob, who suggested that I could back 7 miles to the to the garage.
Oh, there's a visual we all want to see.
I pointed out that the trouble would start approximately when the officer pulled me over and said, "What are you doing?" And I gave some jovial reply, like, "I'm taking a shower. What's it look like I'm doing?" Then I got my hands behind my head. I'm out of the car.
You're finding out just how comfortable those little twist ties can be.
That's right. All right, funny man. Let's go for a ride in the cruiser. Great. You probably have forward gears.
I was about to say, at least you'll be able to go forward.
Woohoo!
Won't have that crick in your neck.
So Jacob got the transmission, and you remember that movie Monty Python and the Holy Grail?
Absolutely. Liar.
Crutch, you remember the scene with the father who talks about building his castle?
No.
Not off the top of my head. It's been
He's telling his son, you know, they said I was daft to build a castle in the swamp, but I built one anyway. And it sank into the swamp. Undaunted, I built another. Then that one sank into the swamp. Still hopeful I built a third. That one burned down, fell over, and then sank into the swamp, but the fourth one stayed, and that's what you're going to inherit, son. That's kind of how it's been going with the transmission. The first one was the wrong one. The second one was
they
the right...
They don't fit if they're not the right one, you know.
Yeah, Jacob knows that, too. He was displeased.
Was it he ordered the Model 38 and they gave him the 39?
He ordered the
38 and they gave him the 380.
Yeah, whatever. He ordered the right one. They gave him something. The next one he got actually did fit into the vehicle. Sadly, 2004 is a transition year and there are two models.
Oops.
And they didn't send him the right one, but they didn't find that out till they started driving it. It did have forward, but only one gear and the speedometer didn't work. And they were like, well, you can fix that. And he's like, no, the dude's paying many thousands of dollars. We're not going to just kind of work it out. You're going to send me the right one, and you're going to pay for his rental car while he waits. Ooh. You're costing me a customer, which... It's not Jacob's fault.
No, but it sounds good.
So I have a rental car tomorrow that I have to go get from the friendly folks at Enterprise Car Rental.
Mm-hmm. And this would be the 1994 Yugo.
I don't know, but as long as it has forward gears, I'm not too picky right now.
Do pedals count?
You know, can you see me in a Yugo? Maybe it'll be an Adobe.
A what?
Do you, okay.
The only Adobe I know is the one that I won't let run on my computer.
Yeah.
They make a car, too?
Years
what do
ago.
What, do you have to stop and pull it off to the side to update it every 50 feet?
Yeah. Years ago, Saturday Night Live did a skit.
On it's Adobe.
The new car, the Adobe. It was really? Made out of Adobe.
Oh, God.
And I had a lady, like, sit in the car in her tennis whites, and she gets out, and her butt's all covered in mud. You know,
oh, nice.
And if you get in an accident, it's no problem because you can just remold it, you know.
Oh, my God.
I'll even take that. I am not a picky goon.
Oh, that would be that'd be almost like Fred Flintstone like.
It would be. So do we want to tell the audience what the chief said about us scant moments before the show began?
Well, apparently it has come to our attention that certain of you you listeners out there, you grand folks who enjoy our show.
Or at least listen, whether you enjoy it or not.
Well, if you're listening a second time, you're either enjoying it or a masochist, I guess. Right, so it turns out that on more than one occasion, I'm pretty sure, the Goon and I have been struck by a certain musical impulse. Inclination and have broken into song, and the chief has pointed out that there are people asking, and I quote, what is wrong with them?
How much time do you have? It's only an hour show.
Well, you know, if it's an hour show, we know somebody who will be very happy about that. I'm not sure he'd be happy to hear about our mental condition for an hour, but hey, we could be entertaining.
He kind of already knows, so.
Good point, yeah. We, we're old, and back in our day, there were these things called songs that people would remember the melodies of and the words that went with them, unlike today where it is all just rhythmic speaking. For lack of a better term, or modulated voices through artificial sound devices. Exactly. For those who can't sing.
Hey, walk it in my pocket, okay?
I appreciate the gentleman's ability to turn Dr. Seuss into something a little more current and relevant. I would not describe that as a song.
See, and now, that's where right. We all differ.
Song,
now,
song, you know, ads used to have jingles that were melodious, like,
absolutely.
Let's all go to the lobby.
Let's all go to the lobby.
Let's all go to the lobby and get ourselves a snack.
In fact, you can actually still see that to this very day. They updated it a little bit to give you this whole three-dimensional virtual reality roller coaster, make you sick in your movie theater seat. But that's okay. Now, the question that the chief asked prior to the show starting would have been appropriate had we been singing show tunes, and I'm just going to leave it at that.
I didn't ask that question. That was just proposed.
I made a statement just in case.
Oh, that's true. That is a statement.
Trying to blame me for stuff, man.
And the chief then said, I don't know, I think you guys are pretty happy.
Yes.
That's true. He went with the Roaring Twenties definition of that word. That word, of course, has been... what's a good word for that word that I'm thinking of? Where you take over something.
Appropriate.
Awesome word. Thank you, Goon.
You're welcome.
He is such a wordsmith, folks.
The password is appropriate.
I think that password's better than what I did. That's right. Okay. So, I have an innate ability to make the Goon laugh whenever we're trying to start this show, much to the consternation and befuddlement of the chief.
Oh, there's no befuddling.
Yeah, no.
There's a lot of consternating.
Yeah,
it's pretty much raw rage. It's what you're getting. Because
there are some times that I really do appreciate the fact that we are in three separate locations. Because I'm pretty sure, you know, he'd be going over to the kitchen, pulling out a frying pan, and I'd get it across the back of my head.
Clang.
Yes, we have sound effects, but that would be a real thing.
I mean, I'd throw something at you, but I can't throw that far.
Yeah. Be impressive. Oh, my God. We're 11 minutes into the show, and I'm already out of coffee. This is not going to go well.
The show... I'm sorry that I delayed the broadcast today, Chief, because I was having dinner with my lovely wife, the Hurricane.
Okay, so I don't believe half of that.
You don't believe that he's having dinner?
No.
Or that he was having dinner with his wife? Or that she's lovely?
No. That he was sorry.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, okay. That's
I totally forgot about that part.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, you have me there. I saw a great coffee mug at work that is sort of on that theme. It says, sorry I'm late. I didn't want to come.
I like that. We need to get... Oh, speaking of mugs, don't forget, folks, if you're interested, the Swim with a Fish mug is available at our online store.
Ding, ding.
$49.95.
And worth every penny. Because it does not have our likenesses on it.
That would be the important part. Yes, if it had anything remotely resembling my kisser on it, you wouldn't be able to drink from it.
We'd have to pay you at that point.
Yeah, we've been advised that would scare children, so.
Yes, there's a phrase that at least applies to the Goon and I, and that is, we have faces for radio.
I thought it was going to be cruel and unusual punishment, but okay.
It's not that bad, okay. But as we know, you know, the chief is, of course, a handsome individual, and if his face was in the mug, we'd have to charge 60.
Exactly.
I don't think so.
So, what's the theme tonight, Crutch?
The theme tonight, ladies and gentlemen, is things that are not involving hookers and or lawyers.
Oh,
because
what a letdown!
I'm sorry, Chief. You know what? You know what? This will make it easy on me. Oh no! Wait a second. Next week's your week. The week after, we can do an entire show on hookers and
hookers and lawyers,
or
there's,
lawyers who are hookers. Actually,
they're sort of the same anyway.
I was going to go there. Thank you, Goon.
You're welcome.
Appreciate that. He's here for me, but not in that Star Trek way.
Yeah, because, you know, there's a particular thing that both certain types of hookers do and all lawyers do. And when someone was comparing the two, he said, I believe they are showing you how babies are being made because you're getting blanked. And I was like, all right.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
So first and foremost, it's been a very busy week. I had put these things in some various random order, but I did want to start with God, I wish I had the sound effect. Fox News breaking news, literally about 25 minutes before the show started.
No, then I don't know about it because I was stuffing my face.
Well, exactly. You know, do you like turn off all devices? They don't have any. Where did you go that they didn't even like have a TV on?
It was on. No, TV. No. There was food there. And I was busy with I was busy with the food. There is nothing.
Just face down in your plate. That's
They paint the hurricane paints a line around my body. That's the kill zone, and you stay out of it. You know what's good for you.
Fingers and toes should not enter within this.
Right, room. Right. We have a little flashing beacon that we place on the table so the children know to stay away.
That is awesome. So I've done.
Where the heck did you go then?
To eat?
No, to dance. I mean, come on, what are we talking about?
I went to the local grill. The grill with the name of the town that I live in.
Okay. Where is... Okay. I'm trying to think of where that is.
Right next to the Rite Aid.
Oh, and... Oh!
And Lido Pizza.
You mean...
It's kind of in the corner there.
Past the two... speed cameras.
I have no idea where they're talking about.
Yes.
All right. I know where that is.
Yes, and we wanted some really good hamburgers, and we were going to go to the local steakhouse, but they had a 45-minute wait, which would have enraged the chief, and we can't have that, so we didn't eat there.
Well, I was pretty ticked off already.
It would have enraged him more since you didn't invite him. You know.
Yeah, but I would have been ticked off too because I'd have been ready to eat rocks by then because I was hungry.
Need to be fed.
If there's a 45-minute wait, they don't need my business.
Obviously, you've got plenty of people. I'll see you later.
That's
yes, right. No, breaking news. Are you ready for this?
Ready.
The Rocket Man, the one and only head of North Korea, or whatever it is that they've got, like their ruling junta, you know, the ones that literally do whatever he tells them to say.
The dictator.
They have announced that they are ending all missile testing. And they're actually closing one of their test facilities completely. This is right after Acting Secretary of State Pompeo's visit.
Wow. Is that not
amazing? Are you getting tired of winning?
Nope. No. You know, you've completely disarmed me because I'm looking at one of the other articles that we had on Kim Jong-un, right?
Un.
I'm trying to. Here, there's his name. Okay, I'm trying to, you know, be nice. And I'm looking at his haircut, and it's like he's gone for the '50s flat top look.
And missed.
Not really. No.
At least that is not high and tight, kids. That is somebody took a mop, trimmed it very nicely, and left it on the top of my head.
Yeah, I mean it makes it makes your head look kind of square.
Yeah,
maybe that's in fashion in Korea. I honestly I don't know, but I'm looking at the picture and it's
from
like
what I understand there's only like 5 or 6 approved hairstyles for women in North Korea. They have a document, they have like a manual, which is, you know, gotta suck if you're a hairdresser. I can do these 6. How about a 7th? No, don't talk about it.
There are no other styles.
Exactly.
Well, why does that suck? Because at that point, you know, it's like, which one are you getting? And you just say a number, and he knows exactly what to do.
Like 3.
Well, okay, yeah, that's true. But what if you don't look good in any of those?
That's besides
the point. We all have to be individuals, Chief.
Not in North Korea.
Oh, no, everybody's okay. The same. What's wrong with you?
Yes, sorry, I had a flashback to Nino Grismanelli.
See, it's sorry. Not the point. The problem isn't that you just break out into some tune. The problem is that the tune comes from the 1800s that no one knows that's listening, okay?
Wow.
That's the depressing part.
Casey went to waltz with the strawberry blonde. That one actually does come from the 1800s, so there.
I know that one.
Yeah.
I bet you guys did.
We were there when it first came out.
The did I tell you that one of the a cappella groups that I sing with is doing a new song where the people that sing the part that I sing have to rap?
No, you did not.
Please tell me you're going to rap, Goon.
Yep. I tried easing the new director, who's 26 years old and is an outstanding musician.
But he's not.
Well, I tried to, you know, gently remind him that...
you're ancient.
And tragically white.
These and are not this, things that are conducive to rapping.
No, but you know what? I'm going to try. I just hope the chief can stop laughing long enough. Because it could be really awful.
Where is this going to happen?
And when can we get a recording?
I'll give you a recording when we all know the words and the other parts of the song well enough to have recorded it.
The recording is going to go on a cell phone cam and be on World Star Hip Hop, where four elderly, tragically Caucasian men are getting beat up. That's...
Literally, while it's taking place, there'll be a rush from the door of the rap police.
We need to stop you right now. Don't ever do that again. That's pretty much what I'm worried about. Not the beating up part, just that it's going to suck.
Well, you don't have to worry about that. I would be more worried about the beating up part.
You know, nobody beats up anybody if people sing country music.
That's true. They think you've suffered enough.
That's right.
Hey, I like both kinds of music, Chief. Country and Western.
Yeah, I bet you do.
Yeehaw.
Yes. So yeah, so the Little Rocket Man is shutting things down, and then there's another report out of the peninsula as a whole that they've established a hotline, much like the USSR and the United States used to have. Do we still have that with Russia?
I think so.
Things still working? Like, you know, is this dial? I will dial P for Putin. Anyway, yeah, so there's now a hotline between the North and the
South. See, I have a great joke, but our theme restricts me from saying it right now.
Why? Does it involve a lawyer or a hooker?
Yes.
Oh. Well, yes, you'll have to wait 2 weeks. Sorry. Moving on. But yeah, they actually might finally end a war that my 87-year-old father fought in. A lot of people don't realize that the Korean War never ended. It's just been on hold. And they may actually declare peace.
Right, it's a ceasefire.
That's going to drive people completely guano crazy to use the PG term. There's like half the population here that hate the current president so much that the idea that he would actually bring peace to some place, as opposed to, I don't know, you know, that dude who got a Nobel Peace Prize for starting a war. no names, Obama.
Which war did he start?
He just continued. The war with Libya.
Okay, wars have to be declared by Congress, and...
Okay, he actively worked to depose a sovereign leader and got a Nobel Peace Prize for it.
No, he got the Peace Prize before he even did it.
That's even better.
Yeah, I think
he got the Peace Prize for what he might be able to do,
and
at which point it became useless.
And yep. can we really... What exactly did he do? I mean, his bombing of Libya is much like the Palestinians throwing rocks at Israel. What did he do besides make people angry?
Oh, what did he do?
I mean, Gaddafi was killed by his own people. Yeah, he got him out of his palace, but that's...
We got him outside. Hey, yes. Look, there he is. Get him.
But here's the deal. As you know, Gaddafi was bad. I will grant you. But he wasn't doing anything to the United States at the time.
I agree.
You know, I don't want to go... oh, goodness, what is his name? Kentucky Senator Rand Paul. I don't want to go Rand Paul on you, but, you know, the guy really wasn't, you know, PNR cornflakes, so... You know, what's the deal with, you know, working on deal to... Because, unfortunately...
He was a bad actor.
I'll give you that. But he was a bad actor who wasn't making things worse. Instead, you take him out, And, well, gee, you know, now we don't have that bad actor. We end up with something worse.
Wait, I got to go back. Peeing in our cornflakes?
Yes.
Yes. You should be familiar with that term.
That's when you walk up to somebody who seems to be having an attitude that day, and you just say, you know, who pissed in your cornflakes?
Okay.
Which would make you upset, I'm sure. Right?
Well, if they did that to my cornflakes, I would throw said cornflakes at them, and then...
followed by the bowl, followed by my fist.
Yeah, well, we might go directly to the fist. I mean, there's no
the
point.
Fist can be, like, right behind the bowl, right? It's a pushing.
Hey, this is for you, thunk.
It's the distraction. You know, you've got to... The cornflakes causes them to cover their face, or at least wipe off the
Oh,
and then
kind of like sand in the eyes. All right, yeah. We could go with that.
I like this. This could be like a whole different kind of foo. You know, like there's kung fu, gun fu, cornflake foo. Wow. Totally got quiet.
Yes, I didn't know how to respond.
Was that crickets?
Yes, it was.
So,
oh my gosh.
There's Since we're talking about that, and that wasn't on the agenda primarily for today,
there's
a poll out right now.
It's right here on our show.
No,
his name's Goon.
Hi.
not that type.
Oh, sorry.
And it is what, in regards to getting North Korea to abandon, potentially, because this hasn't happened, what worked? Was it 30 years of sucking up or 1.5 years of threats?
I would have thought it was the lifetime subscription to Fandango.
Well, see, 30 years ago,
there
was no Fandango. There was no internet, mind you.
There was no Kim Jong-un.
There was me.
Yeah, well, there was a Kim Jong-il.
Me too.
That's true, and before him there was Kim Il-sung. Ooh, gosh, I remember. I've been around as long as Grandpa. He was the first one, right? He was the one that was put in place by dun-dun-dun, the Soviet Union.
So, once again, if this happens, will there be a collective kablooey going on?
Oh, you mean if peace breaks out on the Korean Peninsula and the current president actually gets it to become a denuclearized peninsula?
Because
that's such a tough word. That's even tougher than inaugural.
He's the person who was guaranteed to start nuclear war if he were elected.
Right. Oh, yeah. This is like the... It's like that scene in... Oh my God! I'm having such a brain aneurysm today.
God, I hope you're going to say Mars Attacks because that's what I'm thinking.
Well, that's one of the two, but yeah, when the yodeling starts in Mars Attacks,
right? All the liberals are going to be like
liberals
that.
Would be like that.
No, okay, so you're thinking of Kingsman then?
I was thinking of Kingsman and Mars Attacks, and I couldn't get either of them out. That's how bad my brain is working today.
And yet, both of us were able to fill in Crutch's blanks.
Is why we're such a great team. I come up with a partial idea that even remotely sounds like I know what the heck I'm talking about, and you two fill in with all the details. It's awesome. I love the way this works. I love it when a plan comes together.
Thank you, Hannibal.
Yep.
Am I Howling Mad Murdoch in this show then?
No, you would be the
face.
Well,
you would have to be because the chief is face because he's
No,
the chief is B.A. Baracus.
Yes. I believe my attitude is bad enough to warrant that
That's
role.
That's what BA stood for.
That's right.
Bad attitude.
And think about how ticked off he would be if he had to fly in an airplane that I was piloting. Dude, drugging him would be the only way.
I'm on the ground.
Hey, what? I could almost do as well as that lady from Southwest.
Oh.
No. Oh, and did you hear?
What? Ooh, what?
Because I remember you had made a statement about said lady.
Which of us?
You. Yes, you. In particular.
Absolutely.
And we had more information on that. So, you know how she was able to stay calm? Do you know what she did after during and has continued to do?
Know what?
She has been talking about how her faith in God is what got her through it, and she has been sharing with all the people who will listen.
God now, bless you, ma'am.
That is so awesome, I could almost cry.
And that, it is when she started doing that, that all the attention disappeared from her.
Yeah. Oh, we can't be talking about this.
Fantastic woman pilot. I owe it all to God. And moving on to the next story.
That is how it happened.
It's not been a good week for to be a liberal. It really hasn't. Peace breaks out in Korea.
Hold on.
A good Christian woman brings a plane in for a safe landing.
One of the things that we constantly go over is this broad brush where even I will say a particular word, whether it be Democrat or liberal, and we have to remember that not all of them. In fact, I think that was going to be my big thing that the goon kept harping like I wasn't going to talk about Philadelphia. Yes. And
Philadelphia.
I was harping on it like maybe you would ignore it. So cuz I really do want to talk about it.
What happened?
So in Philadelphia there's this place called Starbucks.
Oh.
They sell
coffee.
I hear
they serve really bad coffee.
They do.
Or they serve coffee really bad too.
So
well, sometimes you don't get served if you go in there.
Well, they
sometimes
got
you don't ask.
Or you get served, but not coffee.
Yes.
Well, there's wow. Okay, we've gone everywhere we go with that. We are such wordsmiths here.
So, there's once again, because there was a, you know, young Mikey B, mm-hmm. was commenting that the particular manager was mm-hmm. a Bernie fanatic and so woke that this shouldn't have happened.
Yeah, social justice warrior is what I heard on I told Crutch I listened to the Ben Shapiro show.
Yes.
On the way back from rehearsal yesterday, which I only sort of know who he is, but I listened to the show and I was like, wow, this is interesting.
But awesome.
So he's
but awesome. Chief continues.
So, Mr. Shapiro, because I heard that one as well, who didn't want to comment on it, but because it had become national news, he felt he had to. He took two positions. One of his positions was correct. The other one, he fell into the trap that he said don't do. Position one was there are a minimum of 3 cameras at that particular Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
Any of them that had been recording would have shown the actual details of what happened before the person took out their phone and started recording the incident.
Right.
So
why hasn't any of that phone come out?
Right. So he was saying that will exonerate or implicate whoever is in the wrong. Much sure. Like he gave an Applebee's incident, and he said, you know, this actually happened. They looked at the tape. They handled it properly after it was proven that the people were whoever was in the wrong.
Yeah, I think it was the employees in that case, and he said, yes. You know what? They saw the tapes, they saw their employees were in the wrong, and they fired them.
Yes.
There you go.
So
okay.
So the person was originally moved to a different Starbucks but has now been fired. The chief of police has recanted on the original statement, and this is where his second line of thought came in that I thought was incorrect.
Mm-hmm.
He was basing information off of hearsay. He said that the officers said X, and they said X that they had heard it, that she had complained after they were already in process of escorting the people out. Now, no one corroborated it. It was only said once, and it wasn't in the official statement.
Hmm.
So, I do believe that none of the parties can be trusted, and thus you go to the tape, and that will handle it. Because,
right.
like any other human being, You don't start perking up until the police show up. So everything that had happened before is going to be... I'm sure that no one was going, oh, what's going on here? You know, whether they were trying to use the restroom, which prompted a whole bunch of other YouTubers to walk up, ask someone to use the restroom who was melanin deficient. They would get the code and go in, and when they went out, they said, did you buy anything? And he said, no, I haven't bought anything yet. They'd go in line together. He'd ask for the code, and then he'd make a complete scene because they said, you need to order something. He'd say, oh, it's because I'm black, right? You let this person do it, and you didn't let me do it. And of course, that they were doing this on purpose.
Yeah.
Just because this had happened. But once again, just so everyone knows, because everyone... I mean, there was a... I think David Clark had put something out on a police officer who just wanted to use the restroom but was unable to.
Really?
Yeah, that was one in downtown Philly, wasn't it?
Yes. So it's a... The thing about Starbucks is that they say it's supposed to be like a second home. That you can go there, you can hang out. You cannot sleep there because they will... They have a homeless problem where people are going there and passing out. But nice. you can hang out. You can use the Wi-Fi. You are supposed to be able to use the restroom without making a purchase.
Huh. Well then.
So
I always feel bad, and I've gone to Starbucks to, you know, wait for someone, have a meeting, and I've spent significant time there. I always try and buy something.
Yeah, you want to be part of you don't want to take advantage of the fact that, you know, it's a facility that's part of a business that's trying to provide a product. So you should be using the product if you're at the facility.
But having said that, I didn't think I had to.
Yeah.
Because you didn't.
Ah, yeah, that would be it, Goon. Because you, being melanin challenged, don't have to. I mean, when my family and I go down to the ocean, we always stop at the McDonald's because my father-in-law likes the coffee there, God help him. And I will always buy something as well because invariably I've got to make a pit stop. But I always buy something. I go, okay, well, I contributed to the economy of the building, so.
Yeah, I agree with the chief. I just don't know who to believe here. I mean, the videos that I see... Nobody's getting in anybody's face.
That is true. The people did not put up a fight.
The question, of course, is then why were they arrested? Did the police go in and just arrest them, or did the police go in and say, "You have to go now"?
Yes.
Yes, they said no.
At that point. I don't know. My dad always said, you know, if the cop tells you to jump, you ask how high.
I guess I would have, at that point, even if I'm a wuss, I would have gone.
Right, but see, because they were waiting for somebody, and to their knowledge, they hadn't broken a law. And which is where the next point comes up of being on time. Now,
friend been on time, they'd have all been ordering their double half-calf latte mocha frittalian thing.
Well, so the new Daily Show with Trevor Noah is just not funny. But
no, it's just not.
But he in his response to this particular incident, it was funny. Because he said this is why black people always show up late. Because when they show up early, it is considered loitering.
All right, I got to give him that one. That is a little funny.
Okay, fair enough.
Well, I mean, the good news is that, some black folks are now getting free coffee.
Yes, I wish I learned the results.
A black comedian who has the Twitter handle Hotep Jesus I love the fact that the counter mix mingling of two completely different societies and civilizations there decided to take it upon himself to walk into a Starbucks and demand coffee reparations. He says, "I hear you people are discriminating. Where's my free coffee?" And the poor little nebbish behind the counter handed him some coffee. I wish I could use that right now because, frankly, my very nice Swimming with the Fish mug, only $49.95, is currently empty.
So my question is, if I go in there, as someone pointed out today, which you did not get, I don't know if you saw it or not. Yeah, you did, because when we were getting our new seat assignments.
Yes.
And it was pointed out that I'd be in the back and in the corner.
That's and, true.
And someone decided to say, "Oh, you're not black." And I was like, "Where have you been?
Do you have to buy coffee before you can sit at your desk?"
Did was it Gunny who said that?
No. It was
me.
It was the only fair-skinned female.
Oh. She didn't.
She did, because you responded, "Yes, he is."
Yeah, no, they put you in the back corner because you're Native American. It had nothing to do with being
right,
black.
And that's what I reminded her. And exactly. After that, it was like, "Oh, okay, that makes sense." I was like, "What?"
Well, you know, I think in her defense, I can say she's old like me. So, you know, sometimes, you know, we're forgetful.
I had to make our comment that yet a second trail of tears walking from one spot.
What?
He is about as far as you can get from the door. There's really, I don't think there's any place farther away from the
I'd be
door
outside.
So if anything happens, we know who's what his job is.
What his job is?
If he's far furthest from the door.
Sacrifice? What?
Exactly.
Okay. You will be the sacrifice to the fire god.
Nope.
Exactly.
Not
your job
happen.
To draw fire from away from your colleagues.
And nope. They all safely exit the building.
Good luck.
They wave at you from the window.
good luck, Crutch.
I'm right next to him.
Yes, thankfully.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm not next to him yet because, as it turns out, the office that we're moving into has a gentleman who's on vacation. So I'm sitting in the old office, which is two rooms away, all by myself.
And you missed it, which what? There's a huge hubbub, which I will. Which you in particular will find quite
Did
amusing.
Did I cause it?
Huh?
Did I cause it?
No. I said you will find it quite amusing on how this situation was handled versus the situation that you had to encounter. And I will explain that to you in about 10 minutes or 15, depending on when it is.
Well, if you can explain it to me in 17 minutes, you know who's going to be very happy about this show.
Yeah, well, you know.
And we have so much still to talk about.
Tough tamales.
Yes, we do.
We do have a little sad news this week. We lost the grand dame of First Ladies, Barbara Bush, mother of one president, the wife of another president, and if I'm not mistaken, she is the married... No, let me think about this. No, it's her dad's great-uncle. So I guess her great-great-uncle. She's also the great-great-niece of another president. Did you know that?
I would like to state...
Pierce.
...that my wife had nothing to do with it.
Oh, thank you. We're going to wonder about that. We figured we'd ask in hushed tones.
No, we're not...
Where was the chief's wife?
I'm not asking. She is wherever she said she was.
That's right.
You all want to sacrifice yourselves, you go right ahead.
We're totally okay with that answer. Barbara Bush, I guess it'd be about a week ago, announced that she was no longer going to be taking whatever procedures or medications or whatever to prolong her life, and had moved to a hospice-like condition of, we're just going to be comfortable. And literally 2 days later, she passed at the age of 92.
Yep.
And
you're younger than the goon mom.
A year younger than your mom, really?
Yeah, my mom just turned 93.
Wow. My parents are youngsters compared to yours. Or your mom.
Yeah, I was a late life baby.
But you turned out so well.
Look what they got, though. I mean, really?
Are you an only child?
Yes.
Oh.
Because once I was born, come on.
That's true. Mold broke the whole thing.
who's going to compete with this, right?
We're not going to get any better than this. So let's just we're headed.
We're just going to stop now.
We're good. Let's move on.
You're right. So my parents had twice as many kids as you. And the Chief's parents, well, they outdid themselves.
Yeah, well,
how many siblings do you have, Chief?
There are seven of us total. Probably because
you were the first one.
Yeah, and they're like, "Well, man, we got to make up for this," and then just kept going.
Aw, it's not that bad.
Once I was unleashed unto the world,
we are profoundly grateful.
We truly are. This show would be, ladies and gentlemen, this show would not exist. Literally, the Chief found us. We the two of us were not at a malt shop.
Yes, you were not waiting for me.
Maybe we should make up a story about that. It'll have to involve sugary food and coffee.
Well,
in the Chief's case, it would involve cheesecake.
There was cheesecake today. And
I know. I was so happy for the Chief. I had none because I wanted to make sure there was enough for him.
Did you see it?
What a pal you.
There was one slice missing, and I thought, this may not be enough for him.
Well, can we talk about Mrs. Barbara Bush again?
I'm sorry. Absolutely. A wonderful lady, by all accounts. You know, it's funny. There was a wonderful individual whose name escapes me, mostly only because I heard him on the radio, and, you know, no picture, no face. It's hard for me to remember things. But he made an interesting quote. He says, you can always tell the quality of a person's character by how they treat people who can do nothing for them. And by that I mean, you know, can't give them prestige or fame or fortune or anything like that. You know, how do you treat, for lack of a better term, the little people? And by that measure, Barbara Bush was a class act. There are a number of Secret Service agents, one of which I've actually spoken to myself, and who have also spoken through friends of my father, who he had some friends in the security industry, and they have nothing but nice things to say about that lady, especially during her tenure as First Lady. She was gracious to a fault.
What do you think about President Trump deciding not to attend the funeral?
Absolutely appropriate. It's a longstanding tradition, actually, that the sitting president doesn't go to First Lady funerals because it will take away from the event. I mean, when the President of the United States goes somewhere, he becomes the center of attention. Not appropriate here. It's different when the president goes because all of the living presidents go. And yes, they're over there and people are looking at them, but they all realize that they're there to support a very small community of people who have held the highest office. So,
well, and there's also the fact that the Bushes and the Trumps, you know, they're not exactly friends.
Right. And Melania is going. So the First Lady will be attending. And I'm sure everybody will treat everybody graciously.
Well, that's because the Montagues and the Capulets, you know, they...
Is this the final scene of Romeo and Juliet? The Montagues and Capulets have basically said, well, we got nothing left to fight over because the kids are dead.
The kids aren't dead. Yet.
Oh, you mean in real life as opposed to the... Okay, because in the play they are. Just going to throw that one out there.
But, you know, speaking...
I don't remember much of Shakespeare. That much I remember the kids are dead.
Speaking of those that... that may be going to the early grave.
Really?
There are people where, as my son was lamenting over the fact that people were making fun of him for some reason. And I was trying to explain to him that haters gonna hate.
Mm-hmm.
And of course...
Ain't it the truth.
It's so true.
And even the passing of this lady has brought out the haters.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
And I think
everybody knows who you're talking about at this point.
Ah, yes. Must be nice to be a tenured professor and think that you're immune.
Yeah, yeah. I'm kind of torn on this one, to be honest with you. As much as I have used many expletives to describe this woman, because she's obviously knows nothing about Barbara Bush, and yet she took it upon herself to basically sing Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead. A more inapropos song about anybody I can't imagine. On the other hand, she has every right to do it. I think if you can't be comfortable with people's speech, then, you know, you really need to really take a look at that freedom of speech thing. Having said that, freedom of speech is not freedom from consequences.
Well, you know I agree with you on that, because you'll make me retell the Dixie Chick story again.
Well, no, but the funny thing is, she did one thing that actually I think really should get her fired, and it has nothing to do with what she said. What she did, though, is she posted on her Twitter account after it became basically very flametastic and people were, you know, livid with her. She said, hey, if you have a problem, here's a phone number. And what she did, however, though, was she posted the phone number of the Arizona State University Suicide Prevention Hotline, and she drove that system to its knees because these people thought they were calling her.
Did she do that on purpose? Do we know?
Yes.
Did she give out that phone number on purpose? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It isn't like one digit from her office phone number or anything like that.
She gave that number. Her idea would be that, you know, if you people are, you know, so upset that you're going to kill yourselves, here's the suicide prevention hotline. Wink, wink, nod, nod, funny, funny. Well, it wasn't so funny for the ASU suicide hotline folks who are trying to provide an actual service. And you've mucked with their day. And to be honest with you, I don't care if you're tenured or not. That should get you bounced out the door on like a rubber ball.
Oh yeah.
Yes. Then you can say whatever you want whenever you want.
Maybe we shouldn't be talking about this lady. Maybe she violates the first rule that we said we wouldn't talk about.
Have you seen a picture of her?
I'm exercising my freedom of speech right now, brother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wish I had freedom from imagery, because then I would cut that image out of my head.
Yeah, I saw her picture.
There's a reason she's this angry, just going to say.
That's funny, but somewhat unkind.
No, somewhat? It's more than just somewhat unkind.
Yeah, that's the definition.
Like, to be honest with you, she looks like a plane landed on her. Speaking of which, did you like that?
And speaking of planes, nice segue, Crutch.
Thank you. I am a master. Actually, to be honest with you, you have the better link for this one. Why don't you go ahead and tell the folks what we think was a great landing.
Good. Apparently,
Build planes like they used to.
Well, the planes are okay, but the engines aren't too good.
And Southwest. You know, it's funny. Rolls-Royce, you would think, right?
No, not Rolls-Royce. Incorrect there, sir. Generous Electric.
Really? I heard it was a Rolls-Royce engine.
No, wow. It was a CA...
GE, huh?
Yeah, it's a GA. It's a GE subsidiary. Anyway, Southwest had a plane at 32.5, and the left engine exploded. They had a fan blade failure. And
That's
bad.
Yeah.
And the engine's supposed to, you know, when it does this, it's going to tear itself up, but it has components that are meant to keep it from flying everywhere because you could hit the plane.
Yeah. Those components didn't work this time.
Right. And they punctured a window, and unfortunately a lady who was belted in sitting, I don't know if she was in the window seat or one of the other seats. Frankly, I don't remember. what they said. She was sucked out the window, not partially, and she passed away of her injuries. I'm guessing that if the window wasn't completely shattered, mm-hmm. that she might have died of blunt force trauma going through the window, because that it's just horrible.
Yeah, there's
you know, this is a mom with a family, and it's awful, and people on the plane actually struggled to get her back inside and revive her, and
there are a lot of heroes on that flight.
Yes. While all that was happening, the pilot, a young lady, successfully got the plane quickly to below 10,000 feet so that they didn't have to be on oxygen anymore.
Oh, before you go any further, there's a picture snapped by somebody in the plane of everybody wearing their mask. And to a person, everyone was wearing it wrong.
Only over their mouths, right?
Exactly. Ladies and gentlemen, I know you think you know everything in the universe. Sit there, listen to them when they give their little spiel at the beginning of the flight, because frankly, if you don't have this kind of pilot, that could cost you your life. End of PSA. Sorry, go on, June.
And make sure that you, if you're traveling with Crutch, put on your own mask first before you assist Crutch with his.
Thank you. I can hold my breath. It's okay. One guy tried to pass out, almost passed out, because he was more interested in getting his phone taking pictures than putting his mask on. Idiot.
Wow. I don't even know what to say about that.
I'm just dying for this shot.
So the pilot and the co-pilot did exactly what they were supposed to do.
List cucumbers.
I didn't realize this, but as I was reading the article, I believe we've talked about my work in air traffic control software before, much to all both of your chagrins.
Yes.
You swore off flying, the both of you. they don't tell the controller what they're doing. They just do it. That's when you have an engine failure,
thing, right?
No, it isn't. They descend, and after they're descended below 10,000 feet, they go, "All right, we got a blown engine. You know, mayday, mayday, mayday. We got a blown engine. We need to land now." And the pilots did all that. The awesome. Plane, you think it's only a two-engine plane, so if one of the engines stops, you got to work pretty hard to keep it balanced.
Mm-hmm.
And they did, and they made an emergency landing in Philadelphia. They were going to where? New York to Dallas, wasn't it?
I think so.
I'm looking. Let me see. Yep, New York to Dallas. And you would have thought that this young lady would be getting lots and lots and lots of airtime, right? Woman pilot lands.
I would have her on every show on the planet, yep.
Yeah. So, Chief, you have some more to the story, don't you?
Yes, it turns out that she, when asked how could she stay so calm in the face of danger, they have the recording, so this isn't hearsay, she was actually calm.
She was cool as a cucumber, yes, sir.
Yep, she said that her faith in God...
the G word.
Pulled her through it, and how she was, how every chance that she gets, she shares the same power that filled her and enabled her to land that plane.
Wow.
Which is where the airtime stopped.
Yep, no more coverage is necessary.
We're gone.
Can't be having that.
We are so
you know,
done.
She reminds me of Captain Sully, who was also very calm.
Yes, actually, Captain Sully made mention of this young lady's abilities and said, you know, they did exactly what they're supposed to do, which, you know, that's what we have the training for.
Have you ever heard his tape?
Yes.
I love it because he's like, you know, they're like, well, you can go back to the airport, unable. Well, you can go to Teterboro, unable. We're going to land in the Hudson. And you hear the controller pause.
Yeah, there's that WTF moment.
And he's like, you know, whatever.
Wait, what?
It was. American 1441? Roger, we're going to land in the Hudson. You better get the boats coming. And that's it.
I've heard that plane isn't really designed for water landings.
He made it look good, though, didn't he?
It's just, that one security camera shot where it just goes by and you're like, wait, I wasn't supposed to see that.
So what's wrong with this picture?
Exactly.
I one time, it was flying Southwest as well, They used to add a little more humor into the emergency instructions.
Some of them still do.
Yeah. And the flight attendant said, "This plane can survive a water landing, but only once."
Yeah,
the good. They also had the if the oxygen masks drop, stop screaming, grab your mask.
Well, the good news is, a lot of people were saved because that pilot was cool as a cucumber. And if God helped her, then more's the better.
And most importantly, condolences to the family of the lady who passed away. That's going to be tragic for that family for some time to come.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I see by the clock on the wall that we've made somebody happy. And I've really enjoyed not talking about lawyers and hookers.
And, that'll be next week.
Really? Or the weekend?
Oh, I want to see how you do that for conspiracy theory. I am ready.
That might be interesting. Folks, stay tuned, because next week is our infamous, famous, much-looked-forward-to conspiracy theory show. Have a great evening.